Welcome to the Deep Dive, your shortcut to understanding the crucial insights behind today's biggest topics. We've all heard the buzz about AI, right? I mean, the incredible promises of how it's going to supercharge our productivity across, well, pretty much every field, marketing, software development, you name it. But what if the reality, especially for, you know, seasoned pros, is a bit more complicated? We're diving into a fascinating new study today that challenges that very assumption. Specifically, we're looking at some rigorous new research from early 2025. It focused on how these frontier AI tools actually affect the productivity of experienced open source developers. And here's the surprising twist right at the top. This study found that, contrary to popular belief and even what the developers themselves expected, AI tools actually slowed down these seasoned professionals.
It's a truly counterintuitive result, yeah.
Yeah.
Our mission in this deep dive is really to unpack the details of this specific paper. It's called Measuring the Impact of Early 2025 AI on Experienced Open Source Developer Productivity by Becker and colleagues. We'll dig into its really robust methodology and try to uncover the nuanced reasons behind this finding. Think of this as your shortcut to being truly well-informed on, well, what's actually a really crucial topic right now.
Okay, so given that surprising twist that AI actually slowed them down, the immediate question is, how? How did they even figure this out? What kind of study could produce such a, well, such a counterintuitive result? Because you said this wasn't just some lab experiment with fake tasks.
That's precisely why this study stands out. The researchers used what's called a randomized controlled trial, an RCT. It's pretty much the gold standard for figuring out cause and effect, not just, you know, correlation. They recruited 16 experienced open source developers. And they were chosen specifically because they knew their projects inside and out. These weren't beginners. On average, they had 5 years of experience already and something like 1,500 commits.
Yeah.
Those are like individual code changes on the specific repositories they were working on. And focusing on experienced developers, that's absolutely critical here. Tells us about performance for people who are already highly skilled.
Right. And the tasks, you mentioned they weren't artificial. What kind of work were these developers actually doing?
Yeah, so for tasks, they used 246 real-world issues, actual bugs, feature requests, work items, you know, taken directly from large, mature, open-source projects. And these projects were substantial. We're talking average 23,000 stars on GitHub, over 1 million lines of code. Big stuff. And a really crucial design choice was that these tasks were defined before they randomized the developers into groups.
Ah, okay. Why is that important?
Well, it ensures a fixed outcome measure.
Yeah.
Just the completion time. How long did it take? This avoids the problems you see in some older studies that might look at, say, lines of code written or number of tasks done. Those can be misleading, right? Mm-hmm. Because AI might just make code wordier or encourage breaking tasks down smaller, which looks productive but maybe isn't.
Oh, yeah.
As for the AI tools, the developers in the AI allowed group mainly used Cursor Pro. It's a popular code editor, kind of a modified version of VS Code. And it was integrated with Claude 3.5, maybe 3.7 Sonnet later on.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth noting, though, while most of them, like 93%, had used LLMs like ChatGPT before, only about 44% had actually used Cursor specifically.
Okay.
And the data collection was, well, incredibly rich. They manually labeled 143 hours of screen recordings, like down to 10-second intervals. Plus, they gathered stats from the source code systems, did extensive interviews, surveys. It gave them a really comprehensive picture of how the developers actually spent their time.
Wow, okay. The study design sounds incredibly thorough, but for our listeners who maybe aren't deep into research methods, can you elaborate just a bit on why those earlier studies often fell into those pitfalls you mentioned? Like, what exactly made their approach less reliable, and how did the study really overcome that?
Sure. A lot of earlier studies looked at artificial problems. Things that were self-contained, maybe didn't reflect the messiness of real code, or they relied on metrics that, honestly, AI could game, like just generating tons of code, even if it wasn't great code or efficient code.
Right. Quantity over quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By contrast, this study went for real work on real complex projects. And the only metric that really mattered was actual task completion time in a real-world setting.
Makes sense.
That's why these results carry so much weight. So the bottom line, quantitatively, when AI tools were allowed, these experienced developers actually increased their completion time by 19%.
19% slower.
Slower. To put it plainly, yeah, the AI tooling slowed them down.
And that's where the real disconnect starts, isn't it? Because these developers, they believed AI was going to help them. Before they even started the tasks, they predicted, they forecasted that AI would cut their completion time by, what, 24%? A pretty decent chunk.
Yes, significant amount.
And even after the study, after using the tools, they still estimated, looking back, that AI had saved them about 20% of the time.
Hmm.
But the observed reality, as you just said, a 19% increase in time. It wasn't just the developers either, right? What about the experts?
So you're right. Economists, they asked, predicted a 39% shorter completion time with AI.
Hmm.
And machine learning experts predicted 38% shorter.
Wow.
So yeah, both the experts and the developers themselves just substantially overestimated the speed up. The gap between that confident prediction and what actually happened, it's truly massive here.
Okay, so the big question then is why? Why did AI slow these experts down?
It absolutely is. And that's where the study gets really interesting, because they didn't just stop at the number.
Right. They didn't just report AI slowed them down. They really dug in, didn't they?
Yeah.
Analyzing all those screen recordings, the interviews, to understand the mechanics behind it.
Exactly. They looked into about 20 potential factors, but they found strong evidence that 5, in particular, contributed significantly to this slowdown. The first one was that very over-optimism about AI usefulness we just talked about. It led to direct productivity loss.
Okay, so that first why factor. It's fascinating. It's not just that AI slowed them down, but that developers thought it was helping. That disconnect itself caused problems.
Yeah, it's like a powerful cognitive bias was at play. Even though the data, the reality, showed a slowdown, their belief, their subjective feeling that AI was useful was so strong, it likely led them to keep trying to use AI, keep leaning on it, even when it was actually making things worse or taking longer.
Like throwing good time after bad, because you're convinced the tool should be working.
Pretty much. They were aiming to be as productive as possible, right? But their belief in AI sort of steered them towards overusing AI assistance, which ironically made them less productive in this context. Okay, the second factor was high developer familiarity with the repositories. This actually raised the developer's own performance, making the AI look worse by comparison.
Right, that analogy you used earlier about the master chef in their own kitchen,
yeah.
That makes so much sense here. Is that basically what happened? Their existing expertise was just so high for these specific tasks and code bases that the AI became, I don't know, more of a distraction than a help.
That's a great way to put it. The study found developers were slowed down more on tasks where they had high prior task exposure. Basically, stuff they rated as, I am an expert at this type of task, or tasks that required fewer external resources, meaning they could complete this task entirely from memory and experience.
Right.
And the qualitative feedback from developers really backs this up. They said AI was particularly helpful when working on unfamiliar issues.
Hmm.
One developer specifically mentioned, Cursor was super helpful in figuring out how to write a front-end test. I didn't know how to do this before, and on my third time asking Cursor for help, it came up with this solution.
Ah, so useful for learning new things.
Exactly. Another said, given that it was my first time with GitHooks, without AI, the implementation would have taken me 3 additional hours.
Mm.
But conversely, for the expert tasks, one developer put it bluntly, if I am the dedicated maintainer of a very specialized part of the code base, there's no way agent mode can do better than me.
Right.
And this ties right back to their overall experience level, that average of 5 years, 1,500 commits on these specific projects. Their deep existing knowledge just reduced AI's relative value on familiar ground. Then the third factor was the large and complex repositories themselves. This limited the AI's performance.
So it wasn't just the person's expertise, but the actual environment, the code base itself, like asking AI to navigate a huge, old, complex city versus a small, new town. That complexity changes the game for the AI.
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
These repositories, they average 10 years old, over 1.1 million lines of code, and they had, according to the study, very high-quality bars for code contributions.
Hmm.
These aren't simple playgrounds.
Right.
And developers felt this. One said AI made some weird changes in other parts of the code that cost me time to find and remove. They felt the required change, the refactoring, was just too big, and the AI introduced as many errors as it fixed. Another developer commented that a prompt failed to properly apply the edits and started editing random other parts of the file, and they felt these failures were heavily related to the size of a single file it is attempting to perform edits on.
So the scale and complexity just overwhelm the AI sometimes.
It seems so. It highlights how hard it is for current AI to effectively handle these large, intricate, established systems. Okay, fourth factor, and this is kind of a big one. Simply low AI reliability. This also limited the AI's performance.
Low reliability. How bad are we talking?
Well, get this. developers accepted less than 44% of the AI generations from Cursor.
Wow, less than half. That's not great. So it's not just that it wasn't perfect, but it actively became a time sink. Like, you try the AI suggestion, it's wrong, and now you've wasted time evaluating it and probably fixing it.
That's an incredibly accurate analogy. That low acceptance rate translated directly into significant time costs. Mm. Developers often wasted at least an hour first trying to solve a specific issue with AI before just giving up and doing it themselves or finding another way.
An hour, just trying to get the AI to work.
Yeah. And qualitatively, 75% said they read every line of AI-generated code. They couldn't just trust it. And 56% said they often needed to make major changes to clean up AI code. We heard things like AI code resulted in more to fix up in terms of code conventions, code style. And another developer said, I accept AI-generated code, then I feel like I do a lot of simplifying its code.
So it wasn't just wrong, it was often messy or overly complex, too.
Exactly. And quantitatively, they measured that developers spent 9% of their time, when using AI, explicitly just reviewing and cleaning AI outputs. That's a significant hidden cost right there.
Okay, and finally, the fifth factor was implicit repository context. This ties into both limiting AI performance and boosting the experienced developer's performance.
Implicit context, what does that mean exactly? Like the unwritten rules, precisely. It's that tacit knowledge developers build up over years working on a specific code base. All the undocumented assumptions, the history, the weird edge cases, the reasons why things are structured just so. Developers observe that AI often acts like a new contributor to the repository. It just doesn't know the subtle stuff.
Right, it lacks the history.
Yeah. One said, AI doesn't pick the right location to make the edits. Another gave a great example. The model doesn't know the data. It doesn't know we need to take care of this weird case of backwards compatibility and thus keep this specific line. And this is very hard to give as context to the model.
You can't easily explain years of accumulated team knowledge in a prompt.
Exactly. And the sheer size and maturity of the included repositories just amplified this. There was more of this specialized implicit knowledge that the experienced developers relied on, but that the AI systems really struggled to access or utilize effectively.
Okay, so those are the five main reasons the study identified for the slowdown. But what about other common theories? You know, people might say, well, did the developers just not know how to use the AI tool properly? Or maybe something about the study setup itself biased the results.
Yeah, good questions. The study actually looked into those rigorously and found several factors were unlikely to be the cause, which really strengthens their main finding. For instance, the idea of an unfamiliar development environment. Was it just that they weren't used to Cursor Pro?
Right.
Probably not. Cursor Pro is basically a version of VS Code, which many developers use. And the developers themselves reported them as equivalent development experiences when you ignored the AI features. Plus, the slowdown effect was still there, even for developers who normally use similar tools. And importantly, they didn't see any clear learning effects over the first 50 hours or so of using Cursor. People didn't seem to get faster with it over time in the study period.
So it wasn't just a steep learning curve for the tool itself.
Doesn't look like it. Another thing. What about cheating or just not using the AI? Maybe developers in the AI group just didn't bother using it much.
Mm-hmm.
Also unlikely. The screen recordings confirmed AI assistance was used in over 83% of the cases where it was allowed. And they only found minimal instances, like 3 out of 54 recordings they checked, where someone used AI when they weren't supposed to. So people were generally following the rules and genuinely trying the AI. And lastly, they checked the robustness of the findings. They reran the analysis using different ways to measure completion time and statistical methods. And the results held up. That 19% slowdown effect seems like a genuine observation, not just some weird artifact of how they designed the experiment or crunched the numbers.
Okay, that's quite convincing then. So let's bring it back to the listener. What does this all mean for you, the learner, trying to figure out AI in this, you know, rapidly changing landscape? Should you just ditch AI coding tools right now based on this? It seems like the study offers some really important nuance, not just a simple AI is bad message.
Absolutely. It's crucial. Really crucial to emphasize the setting-specific nature of these findings. We have to be careful not to overgeneralize. This observed slowdown does not mean that current AI tools don't often improve developer productivity in other situations.
Right. Context matters.
Hugely. As we discussed, those key factors, the high developer familiarity with the code and the sheer size and maturity of the repositories. These were identified as major reasons for the slowdown in this specific context. So the results are actually perfectly consistent with small greenfield projects or development in unfamiliar code bases, seeing substantial speed up from AI assistance.
Okay, so if you're starting something new or working on code you don't know well, AI might still be a big help.
Exactly. That's what other studies and a lot of anecdotal evidence suggest. This study focuses on a specific challenging scenario, experts in their own complex backyards.
So while the study paints a specific picture, it's not, as you said, a blanket condemnation.
Yeah.
What about the future? Are there things happening that could address these limitations? Could AI get better at this specific kind of task?
Oh, definitely. The researchers acknowledge this too. They point out that AI systems that have higher fundamental reliability, lower latency, and or are better elicited could speed up developers in our setting.
Better elicited, meaning better prompting or...
Yeah, things like more skilled prompting, maybe better ways to structure the interaction, or even explicitly fine-tuning models on specific repositories or company code bases to give them that implicit context we talked about.
Ah, okay. So training the AI on the specific project's history and style.
Right. And just fundamental improvements in AI reliability and speed would tackle those issues of low acceptance rates and time spent cleaning up code. I mean, there's been immense progress already. The study even mentioned some preliminary evidence they found suggesting that fully autonomous AI agents using Claude 3.7 Sonnet can often correctly implement the core functionality of issues in these very same complex repositories.
Really? Even these difficult ones?
Yeah. Now, they caveat that these agents often fail to fully satisfy all requirements, like writing documentation or tests, so they're not perfect autonomous developers yet. But it hints at the potential for significant speed up in the future if this kind of progress continues. The picture could look very different soon.
Okay, so this has been a really fascinating deep dive. We've seen the surprising reality of AI's current impact right now on experienced developers working inside complex, familiar systems. And it's a finding that really contrasts sharply with the hype, the widespread expectations, and even what the developers themselves perceived was happening. It definitely challenges our assumptions.
It really does. I think this deep dive challenges all of us to think more critically about how these powerful AI tools genuinely integrate into, well, messy, complex human workflows. And maybe think about the often hidden costs of automation, not just the benefits. As AI keeps getting better and it is advancing incredibly fast, maybe the crucial question becomes, what new kinds of expertise will be most valuable? Not just knowing how to use AI effectively, but maybe discerning when and where not to use it. And maybe expertise in bridging that gap between what an AI can generate and what a real-world project actually needs. The testing, the documentation, the context, the quality bar.
That's a really profound thought to end on. What skills truly matter in the age of AI? It's not just about using the tool, but about judgment, context, and integration. We really encourage you, the listener, to reflect on how these insights might apply to your own learning, your own work, how you adopt new tools. And as always, stay curious about this incredibly dynamic interaction between human expertise and artificial intelligence.